White. Pleasanton, Kansas, October 17, 1870. Dear son Willie, we expected to receive a letter from you at Indiana, but none came. We thought surely one would be waiting us at Pleasanton, but we were disappointed. No letter again. We are rather anxious and much disappointed. We hope still to find a letter in the office today. I have just written Edson and Rosetta. Rosetta wrote us that Grandfather had been very sick and had a fever. This made us feel bad. We hope he will not be very much worse, but we cannot tell how it may be with him. He is so old. Our meeting in Indiana was a profitable one and very necessary for the people. The outsiders were much impressed. A solemnity seemed to pervade minds. We were very free in bearing our testimony to the people. The Lord bless the brethren and sisters. Tuesday, we left the campground. In the depot, we met two Methodist women. One had been brought up a Quaker, but had joined the Methodists. They seemed so glad to have had the privilege of hearing me speak on Sunday. They said that they had felt that women who had the cause of God at heart could exert a great influence if they would give themselves to the work of preaching Jesus. Some, they said, were opposed and much prejudiced against women talking. They came to hear me, and they prayed that God would let His Spirit rest upon me, and said they, "Our expectations were more than realized." The impression made upon the people was great. They said the houses of worship would any of them be open to me if I would speak to the people. I was glad to see that a favorable impression had been made. I see hearts everywhere are susceptible to the influences of the truth. Calls come in from every quarter for help. "Can't you come or send someone?" is the cry. Albert Lane has done a good work. He was ordained at Indiana. Sands is doing something, yet not as much. October 18, 1870. The mail has just come, stating Father is better, also Mother. So we decided to stay two Sabbaths more at least. We go to Missouri tomorrow or next day, staying over two Sabbaths. The calls are so urgent we hardly know what to do or where to go. May the Lord direct us is our prayer. You may stay, dear Willie, to Brother Abby's till you hear from us again. We do not see that we can spend time to go to Iowa just now. But we will write again when I can get time to talk with Father about the matter. We'll write tomorrow or next day. Do be careful, Willie, of your health. You had better not overeat or overdo. Trust in God. We rejoice that we are as well as we are and as cheerful. We hope you will prosper in the Lord and your health will improve. Much love to all. Excuse haste. Your mother.